Hi everyone, this is Coach Stephanie Wood with Coach Sharon Shrieky. We're at the Law of Attraction Radio Network, where we focus on body confidence. Our show is called Body Confidence, LOA, Law of Attraction Style. And before we get started, Sharon, I always like to hear what you're up to this week.
Okay, well, my mission is to help people with their relationships, the relationships they have with themselves, with their spouse, with their children, all kinds of relationships. That's really where my forte, what I love to do the most. And you could reach me at SharonShrieky@gmail.com, which is my email, SharonShrieky@gmail.com. I'd love to hear any, actually, we're always, always eager to hear from you guys, you listeners out there. If anybody has any questions or dilemmas, Stephanie and I love to get your questions, and we present them on the show, and it's a lot of fun. How about you, Steph? Well, what have you been up to?
Well, everybody, you can reach me at Body Awe, B-O-D, like in David, Y, A, like an apple, W-E.com, bodyawe.com. And I want to make it really specific to everyone how to contact me. You can contact Sharon for a free half-hour coaching conversation through her Gmail. And with myself, I've gone a different route. You can call me at one toll-free number, 1-866-76-COACH, COACH, that's 1-866-76-COACH, COACH, and leave a good time and a date on my phone message if I don't answer immediately. And I'm in Eastern Standard Time, and we meet by phone. You'll leave your cell phone number so that I can reply by text, and we'll get out our day timers and make a date. And that's how you get in touch for a free coaching conversation. So Sharon, do you have that letter, that text that you got from a woman?
Yes.
About a gym experience? Can you read that?
It was more like a meme. It was more like a cute little thing. But you know what? It was a cute meme. It said, "It's 6 months since I joined the gym and no progress. I'm going there in person tomorrow to find out what's really going on." So I thought we would talk about this, because I think that these memes, they're because most people have, you know, these are thoughts, you know, we think they're funny, but they're really what people go through. And going to the gym is something that, you know, I think some people are terrified of.
Well, it seems that this young lady or lady, she did put in time and attention to participating in what the gym had to offer her. But am I correct in saying that her expectations were not met as far as her body change, her weight change? Am I hearing that correctly?
Yeah, you are. You know what it is? I think that a lot of people, they go to the gym thinking, okay, this is what I have to do in order to, you know, get my goal, you know, whatever body goal they have. And they don't realize that it's not just going to the gym. It's really, you know, it's putting your time. It's, you know, you really have to make the effort. You know, there's a lot that goes into a goal, you know, and I think that a lot of people have like certain fears or certain, you know, doubts when it comes
to
the gym.
So what do you think, you know, just from your experience as well, what do you think is one of the challenges that she's having with having such high expectations and not meeting her goal? How would you coach her?
So I was thinking, yeah, you know what? I was thinking that we would play with this because that I think that this is a very common problem with people that go to the gym. They, you know, they have this idea of, you know, I'm going to go to the gym and I'll go once a week or I'll go twice a week. And then I'm going to, you know, in 6 months time, I'll be, you know, a supermodel, you know, or whatever it is that their goal is. And they're not. And I thought maybe, you know, I know that your body knowledge system is very, very geared for this exact type of thing. And I thought that the people, you know, our listeners out there would really appreciate how.
Oh, thank you.
How the body knowledge system can help and how that conversation would go. And you know what I'm saying? And so I thought, you know,
okay, can you role play with me?
Yes, I'd love that. I'd love to.
Okay, so you'll be this lovely lady who's been going to the gym and she's not looking like a supermodel Christie Brinkley yet. And it's very upsetting.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Can you play that? But I know you already look like Christie Brinkley, so I'm not having any problem with that.
I can definitely play that because I.
Oh, come on. Be truthful to our audience.
Oh, I can associate with someone who, you know, like I'll tell you, when I first started working out, it wasn't. It was like, you know, I didn't want to sweat and then I would have to.
Oh, you're one of those non-sweaters. Oh,
yeah, I was. And the truth is, I realized what needs to be put in order to get the goal that I wanted. It's a process. And so here's my situation. Let me give you a mock situation. I joined the gym and most of the time I go and sometimes I don't, but I figured if I joined the gym that would get me to go. And I just can't bring myself to go. I feel like insecure. I think that most people feel insecure when they go to the gym. They feel they look around other people and they look like they're doing it so easy, and their bodies maybe are more in shape than theirs. And I think it gets them to look at themselves, and then they feel they trigger that I'm not enough button. And so let's go from there. Somebody that wants to reach their goal, but every time they go to the gym, they feel like they're not enough, or they feel like, wow, people are doing
okay,
this.
Okay, so will you role play with me? You're that
yes,
person.
Yes, I will. I will role play with you. Yes. Okay,
Sarah. So Sharon, it's come to my attention that there's been a challenge around not just you've been going to the gym, but you're not seeing the results that you want. Is that correct?
That's correct, Stephanie.
So yes. What I'm finding, what I use with my body knowledge system in my coaching practice, is my question to you is, when you go to the gym, here's the question, when you go to the gym, do you bring your body with you?
So I believe that I do.
But internally, yeah. Do you bring her with you, or are you just like dragging her along? Okay, we have 6 to 7 p.m. before dinner. Yeah, we got to go to the gym and do this and that. What are you saying to you and your body?
So I'm saying, I really want to look good for this person and that person. And so I'm dragging my butt to the gym.
Oh, you're such a mean person. Dragging her. Would you do that to me? You would never do that to me.
No, I think that at that point was, because I'm telling you, I think like I have enough friends, and I think I was once even there, that this is the thought. The thought is I got to drag my butt to the gym because that's what they say is going to get me like, let's say, somebody that I feel is maybe more worthy than me.
Okay, so instead of thinking of your body, think of you taking me to the gym. How would you set up the whole scenario before, during, and after? And I know you love me, so you're going to be nice, correct?
If I was taking you to the gym, I would be excited. I would say, hey, Steph, we're going to have so much fun. We'll make fun of each other.
even if I'm resistant and I go, excuse me, you want to put me on a treadmill? I don't think I want to go on a treadmill. What would you say to me if I started to be really resistant.
I probably would say, come on, we'll have so much fun.
Oh, no, I'm looking at you. Are you kidding?
We'll
I don't want to do that.
I'd say, oh, no, we'll have so much fun. Please don't make me go alone. I don't want to go alone.
Oh, now you're giving the guilt trip. Okay, that might work.
Yeah, well, you know, it's in the genes.
But again, what I want people to understand as we hear Sharon and she's taking me, Stephanie, she has a whole different attitude. And that's how I want to help people listen to the body knowledge system, ingratiate your body the same way. You would never speak, you would never drag your child like that, would you?
Yeah, well, you know, no. And I, what I realized with this little exercise just now is that if I, when I thought of it as a game, when me and you would go and we'd have so much fun, it became so much more light and happy, the idea of it. So I wonder how that could, how we could like.
Well, you could name your body Stephanie and take her to the gym.
Ah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just making a funny here, but yeah, it's true. Sometimes when you think of it as somebody outside of yourself, it becomes more real.
Right, right.
Now, I'm going to push you a little bit or challenge you a little bit, as we say in coaching, is, okay, I said to you, I don't like the treadmill. So what would you strategize to keep me at the gym because I'm ready to go out the door?
Right. Right.
So how would you do that scenario?
The way, you know what, I think that the idea is to stay, to talk about the desired outcome. Really, I think that sometimes.
No, I don't like the treadmill, Sharon.
Ah.
So what would you say?
So then we would do the machines, or we would do the, there's some what? Like, you know, this is a gym. We don't. You could do the elliptical.
Oh, okay. So you gave me an option.
Yeah, there's options.
That's what you do with your body. If your body says, I'm not doing that, give her options. There's so many things to do in a gym.
Right. It's all the way you look at it, because I think that you can look at it as a big old playground. But I think that the emotions that kick in with the gym, there's emotions. And it's funny, even in the advertisement, you'll say, they say now in the advertisements of gyms, judgment-free zone. Did you ever hear that?
Oh, yes. Well, that's good marketing on their own.
Yeah, great marketing, because that is the biggest fear that people have, that they'll
But what if your body really doesn't like to be, I'm challenging you now.
Right.
She doesn't want to be anywhere near a gym. Is there any way else she can get movement?
Yes.
Well, tell me.
Who says you have to go to the gym? You can go, like I know that your favorite movement is walking, walking outside. So walking outside is one. Or even, you know, I think even applying yourself sometimes to the task of cleaning your oven, or, you know, I'm saying, or mopping your floor. It sounds crazy, but you could break a sweat in these things. And if you have to do it anyway, then why not create an exercise out of it? Why not create a workout?
I compliment you, Sharon, and I hope our audience is hearing this. You're being creative about how you're going to move with your body.
Yeah.
In a way that both of you benefit.
Absolutely. I have a friend who would go up and down her stairs and around her dining room table a few times. That was her movement. That was her exercise. You know? So, you know, it's whatever, you know, whatever feels right to you.
True. So, before we tell people how to contact us again, Sharon, as the client, what did you learn about yourself so far?
So what I learned is that I think what I learned is that when it becomes a game, when it becomes playful, when it becomes something where I'm not restricted to just, you know, one thing, you know, I'm just going to the gym, or I like the freedom of being able to do different things and then still calling that a workout. Also, you know, that judgment piece is a big one. So addressing it could help eliminate the barrier that we have against going to, let's say, a gym.
But being even more profound is the body knowledge system teaches you to be in cahoots with your body. She is part of your family. She is part of your relationship. She is part of you. So if she really doesn't want to go to, quote, the gym, let's find other strategies to strategies to work with her, because if she doesn't want to come along for the ride, that's why I believe this woman who wrote in wasn't seeing the results. What's your take on that?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think that it is, you know, I think that sometimes we're just on autopilot and we just, you know, okay, this is how to do it. How do we do it, Google? And Google says, you want to lose weight, you go to the gym. And then we just do it and we don't stop and say, hey, what do I want? What do I need? What do I like? And that's the thing that, you know, we just want to do the automatic thing that says, oh, how to do this, how to, you know, get in shape. You must do this and you must do that. And I think that what your system tells me is that you need to apply more thought to how you feel about certain things, and like see yourself as a person, see your body as a person, not just a how-to method of getting to a goal. It's not like, oh, you know, this is how you do it, so do it like this. 1, 2, 3.
When you think of it, it's crazy because everybody has different bodies. They have different nutritional needs. Their environments are different. Maybe their lifestyle is too quick. When am I going to fit it in? I mean, there's all these variables. So just saying to you, go to the gym. Oh, that really sounds like something.
Right. It's like the GPS. Like, you know, you have a GPS and the GPS tells you, the GPS doesn't tell you about all the little details of the.
They give you a wrong turn, hello.
Right. They'll give you a wrong turn. It's not just, this is how you do it. You have to experience it. You have to think about it. You have to say, hey, but what about for me? What do I like? How can I apply
this? So it's doing it your way.
Yeah. And that's like your body knowledge system, which, you know, always impresses me in the way that it's that giving attention to you, you know, and creating your needs as a body, you know, like creating, speaking to that body and saying, hey, let's mastermind a plan for this. I want this goal. And I know that there are steps to it, but you know, I might be comfortable with this. I might not be comfortable with that. Let me have a discussion with my body and check in and see what feels right. Not just be like, oh, this is what they say, you know, I'm just going to do it. You know, it doesn't always work like that. Life is a process, you know.
And tell people how they can contact you, Miss Sharon.
Okay. You can contact me. You could actually send me an email. At sharonshriki@gmail.com. It's SharonShriqui. Or you can find me on Facebook. I am at InSync Coach, InSyncCoach. And I'd love for you to follow me. I have all the videos up. We take your questions. We have fun. Steffi and I, we love this. And Steph, how about you?
Okay, you can find both of us at the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And our podcast is called Body Confidence, LOA Style. You can contact me at my site, body, B-O-D-Y, awe.com, or you can call me at my toll-free number to set up a free 1.5-hour coaching conversation. That's 866-76-COACH, COACH, 1-866-76-COACH, COACH. You leave a good time and a date. I'm in Eastern. We meet by phone. Leave your cell phone number. I'll reply. We'll get out our daytimers and make a date. So with that said, what I was thinking, Sharon, is, you know, I call this problem with this lady gym phobia, because she had this, I brought this up before, she had this expectation that the gym was supposed to just miraculously give her the body of her dreams.
Right.
So what is missing in this equation?
I think what's missing is that important conversation that we need to have with ourselves, like you say, that conversation and checking in with ourselves and seeing what we need, and also taking a chance and trying different things until we find what we need and what we like. Let's say if it's in the gym or it's exercising outside at you know, walking or whatever it is, but trying different things and having this conversation with ourselves. Hey, I just walked outside and I like that. I think that I should find a friend, or I think I should, how can I do this better?
So in that way, you're bringing your body along with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just a different paradigm and framework to think about it, so that, you know, you're not dragging yourself in the car. I got to go to the gym because I have to have a Christie Brinkley body.
Right.
No, that's not going to work. That's why people quit.
Right, right, right. That's, you know, it's the how-to. Like, so someone said, oh, if you want this, then you have, this is the how-to. We don't just follow a how-to. We check in with our body and we see how we feel, because we have experiences that will color these, you know, the how-tos. It's not just, you know, buy a book. The book says to do this and that's it. It doesn't always work. We're humans and we have feelings and we have experiences and we have to honor ourselves.
So what I'm taking away from this conversation is, again, it's a new concept of bringing your body to wherever, whatever you do. And if the environment doesn't work for both of you, trash it. Find a new environment. That's what we do in coaching all the time. We find new environments that engage us so that we don't have to think so hard.
Right.
We don't get emotional so much, you know, create the environment. So I guess you have a really big kitchen, Sharon. You can do all this stuff in your kitchen and get.
Oh, yeah. I love cooking. Hey, you can make a workout of that, too. A workout in my kitchen.
Well, you better burn a lot of calories before you eat all that food, Miss Sharon.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I really enjoyed this conversation, because the truth is I love the idea of asking myself, you know, what, not just following some plan of somebody who wrote a book somewhere, really, really asking myself the questions that I need to know, and when I ask myself those questions, like, what do you need? What is feeling? What kind of movement is your body asking for today? When I ask those questions, I feel honored. And I really want everyone to come out with that. How about you, Steph? What do you want everybody to come out with?
Well, what I want everybody to practice is, again, be aware of what you and your body really wants to do. Like yesterday, I walked with one of my dog friends, and they walk like turtles. Okay? So, not to be judgmental, but, you know, my body yesterday just wanted to do a mosey kind of walk.
Right.
Not your get up and go and do your hour and move your butt real quick. She didn't want to do that. So it was perfect timing. So it was nice. And I got to hear all the gossip stories. So it was really nice. So Sharon, I'll see you next week.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
Thanks.
Thank you.